Oh, yeah, hello. Look, a couple of weeks ago, I reached out to you guys just by email regarding a quote for a book. Yeah, it was on behalf of my I did it through my husband's email. It was baxterblue195@gmail.com. So Robert Baxter. Yes, that's correct. Yes. Okay. You did, and I've got the quote. I've just got some questions. Yeah. Okay. So I can see that you guys are based in Welshpool and that you do a lot of apparel, sort of branded apparel, t-shirts and hats and all that sort of stuff. What sort of experience have you had in printing books? Right, okay. Right, got you. Oh, I see. So I was, okay. Got you. Right. Yeah, right. Okay. Cause I was just I looked at your website and I'm going, they don't mention books. Exactly. Yeah. That's your, yeah, and I'm looking at it going, I don't know if these guys can even do books. But now, so just to give you a what sort of a from when you get obviously payment, how long does it take to print the books usually? You are, that's correct, yeah. And what I also wanted to explain too is it's not so what the book is black and white mainly, okay, mainly. But yeah, so it's black and white mainly. But what my husband has done is he's just used red on occasions through the book. So it's not right through the book. So like for example, on the front cover, the name Rob Baxter's in red, everything is just black and white. You open up the front page and the inside of the back page is red. And then, on the back page, for example, there's some writing in red, so it's that, and then it's very random, but through the book, all of a sudden, through the black and white photos, there might have been somebody, for example, leaning against a car. It doesn't happen often. And they're all the people in black and white, but the car's red. Just to give you an idea, it just gave the book a little bit of a lift, but it's not all through the book. All through the book, it's pretty much black and white. It's just literally the front cover, the back cover, and I think there's a couple of photos in between where a few of them. I can only see one now. Can I see the bloody red car? I'm sitting there flicking through the book and I can only see a red car. So, do you call that full colour? Do you call that spot colour? What do you call that? You call that full colour. Okie dokie. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Spot cut. Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've got. Yeah, I've seen it. I've got it written down. Yeah, full colours 147. Yeah, is that inclusive of GST, by the way? Sorry, okay. I just is it's okay. I've just come out of a major knee operation, so
Right.
yeah. So that's plus GST. So it's $1,472 plus GST, yeah? Oh, look, I'm not looking at the quote. I just wrote some figures down because I've got to sit in bed with my legs straight, so I'm not in front of my computer or anything. 100. Yes, that's correct.
that one's inclusive of Jews. See, that's what I thought. That I thought I took the. I thought I'd written down the inclusive one. That's why I was questioning it. Okay. All right. So, as I said, there will be one change. Like, we're going to supply this PDF to you, right, of all the artwork. But on the inside the front cover, it's going to say second edition. So are you able to change that easily enough? Yeah. So that's the only change. So you wouldn't charge for that, would you? Just to change it to second? No. Okay. So yes. So then my final question would be, from when we order it and pay for it, how long does it take? Okay. Okay, no problems. Look, if I allow myself a working week, that's fine by me. Look, what I'm going to do is, are you around on Monday at all? No. My husband's on the road. He's actually going to go and do some babysitting, you know, with his grandchildren, and then on the way home, my suggestion was that he brought one of the original books so that you can have a look at it, just so, you know, to ensure, because you see, I got the specs off the previous people who printed the first book, so I don't know all the terminology, you know, and so obviously when I sent it to you, you know, like, for example, for some bizarre reason, I think the front's gloss, but you're saying it's satin. But I could be wrong. That just might be me. That might be me not looking at it properly. So I thought the fact that this is a big thing for my husband, I was thinking of sending him to you guys on Monday with the book, so you can have a look at it, just to ensure that, you know, that's exactly what you're doing, and that's how we want it. Yep. That was me. I touched up the email. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So what's that? Cyan, magenta, yellow. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. See? I do know something about printing. So if I could, you know, send hubby in on Monday with the book, so you can have a good look at it, and then you know, maybe you can show him the quality of your work as well, you know, just an example of your work, and then we can then, you know, at the moment we're just tallying up how many more orders there's been, and at this stage, hang on 2 seconds, I'm looking. Let me bring my calendar up. So we'd probably be looking at. No, that's not what I'm doing. Sorry. Calendar's what I want. Okay, so next week. So, you know, we'd probably be looking at giving you the order either the week starting the 21st, or we'd want it start printing on the 28th or something like that. Yeah. So what we're doing is we're just gathering orders from people, and you know, then that's why we're pretty sure that we want the 100. So we've based that on the, you know, on what people said, you know. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. I saw that email. I saw that email. With version two, you sent version two, that's correct. Yeah, I saw that. No. We don't want to start playing with the artwork. It's quite effective the way it looks, because the book is it's photographs from Perth rock and punk scene back in the 70s and 80s. So it actually, suited being in the black and white format. The type of photos that they were. We're not going to start supplying a whole pile of bloody photos in colour that have to be rescanned, and jeepers, it'd be too hard.
Nice.
That was me. That was me typing that email. I was pretending I was my husband, because my husband has got zero administrative or managerial or business skills. He's the artist. He's got, and so I was doing it. I'm the one that said my wife is in hospital. If you've ever met an artist, you'll know that they're all airy fairy and ditzy. And to be perfectly honest, we had no idea that this would all happen. Here I am having this major operation, and it went nuts. He got called into two radio interviews, and the first edition sold out within a week. It's gone. But that's all. So I'm disappointed with the company that printed the first book, simply because I thought they'd look after us the second time around, and they did not look after us at all. I was quite shocked at how they did not look after us. No, last time we only we well, it was an odd quantity, that 30, but that they made a mistake and printed 37 incorrectly, but we still bought the 67 off them. But even though they'd printed incorrectly, and as I said, I thought they'd look after us, but no. I did. And that's why I want my husband to come with the book, meet you, and show it to you. And then that way there's no confusion about what we want the book to look like. And apart from, as I said, it's got to say second edition. Maybe in several years' time, if there's a need, he's still got lots of photos that have never been seen by anybody in Perth. So who knows, in a couple of years' time, when I'm over my operations and all the rest of it, he might print, then we'll need new artwork. Do you guys have a graphic team on board as well? I thought so. I thought so. Look, the reason I asked that is, what I did was I cut and pasted the description from the previous company, and literally cut and pasted it and put it in the email. Okay, so that's why I'm saying
it's much better if my husband brings the book in. You can see if I've asked for the right thing. So that's what this is about. This is about dotting the, you know, the I's and crossing the T's to make sure we don't want to go ahead and print 100 books only to find out that I've instructed, given you the wrong instructions in an email. So it's very important. Yeah. Of course. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. 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 Yeah, exactly. And then I'll send the artwork. I'll probably have to send it through WeTransfer because it's about 65 megabytes. So obviously I'd send the artwork once, you know, if we decide, you know, if Rob's happy, you're happy, you know, yes, you can print the book for what you quoted for, and it's going to look like our previous book. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, look, so your name is Vishnu, is that right? Vishal. Oh, how do you say Vishal, V-I, yeah. That's what I thought. Vishal, not Vish. Yeah, okay. I put an N on it. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, cool. All right. Yeah. So I'll just check with my husband what time he'll, you know, approximately what time. You're not bound for time, are you? If you know. No. There you go. Yeah, I reckon it'll be around lunchtime, you know, 12, 1. I don't really know, but I think it'll be around then, you know, but I just need to confirm that with him. Okay, all right. Okay. My name is Maria. Yes, I'm Maria. Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. I'm not well enough. I can't even bend my leg to sit in the car, so I certainly can't come. Yeah, I've had knee replacement, yeah. I had my left knee done a few years ago, and this time it's my right knee. Very painful. I'm not doing physio yet because my leg's so swollen. I couldn't bend my leg. So I'm, yeah, but yeah, and so yeah, I'm desperate to do physio. But because my other leg, I did do physio even from when I was in the hospital, but this time it's been a different, yeah. Yeah, that's my right leg. Yeah. Boof. Yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's your father, is it? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, well, it's not fun. And now, you know, I actually am, you know, sort of, I'm not overweight. I actually lost weight probably about 4 years ago, and so I'm slim. And I did it for myself, obviously, but I also did it so that, in the hope that I didn't have to do my right knee because of what I went through with my left knee. But unfortunately, it doesn't matter. I think, unfortunately, if you've got severe osteoarthritis, you've got it. It doesn't really, I tried, you know, I went on lots of vegetables, healthy diet. It did, you know, did everything, exercised in the pool, you know, all that sort of stuff. But unfortunately, the right knee just went, in the end, it was like, nah. The right knee was just like, sorry, Maria, it doesn't matter what you're doing, it ain't working. You know, I tried hyaluronic needles in the joint. I tried everything, you know, because I did not want to do this operation. But in the end, I had no choice because it was beginning to deform my leg and my foot and my ankle. It was because of the way I was walking. So to avoid further damage on the rest of my body, I had to get it done. Yeah. So... Yes, exactly. And this is what's happened. You know, I had my left leg actually done twice because the first one failed. 12 months later, I was back into surgery having it done again. And, but, you know, because of the way I was walking, all the pressure that it put on my right leg, and not just my knee, but my hip and my foot and my ankle as well. So I actually caused damage to my right foot as well because of the way I was walking. So, yeah. So it's frustrating. But anyway, you know, I'll get there because I'm determined. I have to. I absolutely will because, you know, I don't want to have my life shortened or quality of life, you know, gone. You know, life's for living, not for sitting around. Excellent. All right then. And what do we normally do? Do we just pay up front? Is that what happens? Yep. For payment. Perfect. Makes sense. And so you deliver it to us. Brilliant. Okie dokie. Okay. All right. No worries. Okay. Thank you very much for your time. Thanks a lot. Okay. Will do. Okay. See ya. Bye.